Welcome back to the Daily Football Show, powered by electricitywizard.com.au. Joel Freebie-Frushy with you, Adrian Beaker-Horton. No Tone, he's popped out for a conference call, which is a bit rude because we've got Sorrento FC, the main man up front, Sean Cannon, ahead of the clash against Van Aken's mob, South Melbourne, down at Lakeside Stadium on Wednesday night. Mate, thanks for joining us.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me. All good.
Now, Sean, you moved to Australia in 2013, firstly with Hume City, but you signed for Sorrento in 2014. It seems like you're very much at home. I believe you banged in, is it 15 goals in 20 games, Frush? Is that right?
Yeah.
It's so everything's pretty peachy over there for you, but how excited are you for this clash against South Melbourne?
Yeah, mate. Thanks, guys. Obviously, as a club, we're really looking forward to it. We've been waiting for this away trip for a long time. I hit the FFA Cup a few years ago and we had the home tie against Sydney. So we missed that on the away trip there, but it was a great experience that night playing at the NIB on Foxtel. So then obviously we had the Canberra draw and that was at home again. So we were determined to get through that one a few weeks ago. Now, like, obviously the away trip, which is like the club we've all been looking forward to heading over and try and see how we go against the best over on the East Coast. So, yeah, we're all looking forward to it. We're heading off tomorrow morning. Can't wait to get over and get the game going.
I was going to ask you about that, the preparations and what happens from this point onwards. So you head over tomorrow. Do you get a bit of downtime? Do you get a training session in at Lakeside as well?
Yeah, we're heading to the airport over in Perth tomorrow morning. So get the flight out of the way. And then I think we've got a training session booked. I'm not sure exactly where. I remember Canberra, they train at our ground. So maybe we get down to the lake, so I'm not really sure. Just we'll have a little run and get the legs going. And then, yeah, just Wednesday morning, just get a little bit of sightseeing in, you know, a little walk around, just chill out, and then head to the game. So I'm sure we'll prepare properly. Jamie Harnwell's got it. He knows what he's doing in regards to travelling away. Like, he's with Perth Glory back in his day. So we're pretty, like, well-run outfit. We'll do it properly and look forward to hopefully heading to the game in good condition.
Sean, it's Joel here. We were lucky enough to speak to the gaffer, Jamie Harnwell, on the show a few weeks ago. And, of course, you guys knocked over Canberra Olympic in the first round. Tell us a little bit about Jamie's style and, I guess, what he brings to the table as a manager.
Hey, Joel, how are you, mate? Jamie, yeah, he's really calculated. Nothing goes unmissed, really. Most training sessions are geared from, like, what we could have improved in games before. So he's always trying to improve us, and it's not just sessions where we turn up and just all roll out and play soccer for the night. We always seem to work on shape, work on individual things that are missing from our games, and yeah, it's proven through the year we've just got better and stronger. So we're all improving, and apart from the weekend, we've been on a good run since the camera game. We won five in a row, so yeah, we're peaking at the right time.
What's he like as a man manager? We've spoken to him a few times. He's a lovely bloke. He seems very level-headed, very composed. But does he ever have a go at you guys, or does he do it in a constructive way? Is he loud, or is he very much the way that he comes across as a composed gaffer?
He's got the fiery side he needs. Sure, we've heard it a few times. If he is fired up, it's always like the correct thing as well. He doesn't just blast hot air at us. It's always constructive. It's always in the way for us to go and improve our second half, say if it's halftime or for a G up before a game. It's always in the right manner. It's not just saying something for the sake of it. So he's calculated. Yeah, he is calm as well and level-headed, so at the right time. So he's got the mixture of both, and it's been a pleasure since I've been at Sorrento. He's been like there from my first day. I think I missed out on playing with him just by a year or two. So he's like not gone straight into coaching and been fantastic, and just took a club on from where it was.
Now, obviously, Sean, playing for an NPL side like Sorrento, and we've spoken to a lot of players playing for NPL clubs in the last few weeks. We spoke to Adrian Zara from Heidelberg United earlier in the show. Of course, all of you guys have day jobs, 9-to-5ers. You're a teacher, I believe, and I think we're actually speaking to you in your lunch break. Tell us a bit about what you do, are you enjoying it?
Oh, I love it, mate. 9-to-3 in teaching role, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
with the holidays. So now the school I'm at is a great school. We've got Soccer Academy here as well, which we just set up a few years ago. John Carbone, he's an ex-Perth Glory and Brisbane Roar player. He works at the school as well with me. So it's like the change room here as well. Like, there's good in the phys ed crew where similar to when I used to be a player. We've got that like camaraderie, that banter. So it's like nice that I've not gone too far away from those playing days. But as a job, yeah, I love it. It's active, it's sporting, it's what I love, done all my life. So it was a good like career choice for me after playing football to head down that road. And yeah, I love every minute of it.
So you're teaching PE, and what year level are we talking?
Yeah, I'm a PE teacher. I'm teaching high school. So year 7 to year 12, so what, that's 12 year olds to 18 year olds through. Yeah, they're all the kids, they've started coming to the games and watching and heading over, watching on TV. They love it, so it's all good.
I can't imagine
give me
that.
Give me some grief in the grounds. I missed a chance too. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, mate, I can't imagine the 13 and 14 year olds are an easy bunch. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's challenging, but it makes every day different. You know, I don't. Every day is a challenge. Every day is different. Your day flows fast. It's exciting when you see them grow and develop, and a few years time come out of that phase and kick on into like their adult life. They really appreciate what you've done for them. So it's really rewarding. And you have the same sort of battles every year, but you know you're doing good at the end of it. So I love it. It's brilliant.
Jeez, you're lucky you didn't have the 13, 14 year old version of myself. Frush, I used to treat PE like it was just a free period, really. I was a shocker. I really was.
Oh, geez.
There's a few of those.
Yeah, I can imagine. But Sorrento finished the season in fourth, as we said, coming up against South Melbourne. And we've heard all the hoo-ha about South Melbourne and their A-League bid and what they want to do. They're a very ambitious club. But I'd say the same with Sorrento FC, and some of the conversations that we had with Jamie Harnwell centred on Perth and whether they could sustain a second team over there. And it's funny because we're over here on the eastern seaboard and we're here in Melbourne, and you know, we hear a lot of talk coming out of Sydney and now even Brisbane City up there in Queensland about A-League aspirations. But the more I talk to people over there in Perth, they're very confident that they have a great chance of actually sustaining a couple of teams in the top tier of Australian football. Now, you've probably been there for long enough to make your own assumptions on that. Where do you sit with it?
I played in Melbourne. Like, the fan base over there is much higher, so you've got that advantage. You know, like tomorrow night we're going to be rocking. Wednesday night we'll be there, and there'll be 2,000-3,000 at the game. That's like your big advantage, I guess, over here. But it's growing every year. We go to the games. There's more and more people coming. There's the more like the clubs are getting stronger. There's like from few years ago, just one team was the standout team who was going to win the league at the end of it. But now this year there was four or five going for it. So the players are getting better. There's more exposure to it over here. And since I've been playing, it's my fourth season now, it's definitely a much stronger league with bigger crowds slowly gathering. So yeah, obviously standard WA, we're slowly behind everybody. We're making strides to catch up. So I'm sure it could happen. It's the people running the show keep it going as it is. And yeah, like our league expanded from what was it, 10 to 12, 12 to 14 teams this year. So yeah, it's just getting bigger and stronger and every game's competitive. So yeah, who knows what can happen.
Sorry, Sean. I was going to ask, on the Cup, you're an Exeter boy. You've played a lot of football at home in the UK, played in the FA Cup. This competition, as an Englishman, it must really give you a bit of a taste of home.
Oh, of course. So that's when I was playing back in England, like when I was lower league teams or maybe a non-league team, you aim for the FA Cup just to, because you get that lure of the third round or the first round where you get the away game against a professional outfit, or if you're in that first if you're in League One or League Two, and you're looking for the away game at a Premier League team, Man United, Liverpool. So this FFA Cup, it's awesome for clubs like ourselves to get that exposure for, you know, across the board nationally, and then gives us a chance to play against the other state teams and see how they are. And then obviously if you get the A-League draw again, you never know. There's been a few upsets this year already, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes this week and next.
Sean, I was going to say, you mentioned Man United, Liverpool there. Who's your team?
I'm a Tottenham, so I know, mate. What's going on? I was hopeful. I know. Should have said it, should I? But always like Richmond, I think, aren't we? Like Richmond Tigers, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nothing ever comes for it. So,
don't worry, mate. You're speaking to an Everton and a Liverpool fan, so we haven't had it too good ourselves in the last couple of decades at least. But I was saying to Joel, and Joel and I disagree vehemently on this point. We haven't brought it up on the show, so let's bring it up with you as a Spurs man. I think Spurs have a really settled, balanced squad. He reckons they need to go out and spend, and he reckons they're doing themselves a disservice by not dipping into their pockets. Where do you stand? I think they're fine, but he doesn't. He thinks they need to spend.
I think they're fine. Obviously, if the Chelsea win last night, if they'd won, then you just say, oh, you don't need to improve.
Yeah.
You just roll in from last year, and I guess that's what he's trying to do, probably, just keep that same squad. And they're two pretty good seasons, really, with the same bunch of players. So, I don't know, maybe if they had another striker who could score a few more goals if Harry Kane gets injured. And, you know, I don't know, that's probably where they're missing, that one, that other striker, the one who gets more goals. If you have two of them, you know, that probably could push them over to the next level. But, yeah, I don't know, see how it goes. Hopefully they can push one better, get the league, or go a bit further, or win at Wembley. Win at Wembley would be nice.
Well, I don't think it's going to work out too well for Spurs, unfortunately.
No, I don't think so.
Get out of this new ground
as soon as possible.
I love it, though. This is just a misery of failure. We've got the Toffee, we've got the Red Man, myself, and then Spurs, and we're all just, I think it's ingrained in us, mate. I think we're just used to failing in the past couple of decades, so it's a very sad and sorry state of affairs. So the only thing you can do is what you're doing, mate. You just laugh it off.
I think I was just going to say there, Adrian, I'm now going to concede defeat on this little debate we're having about Tottenham in-house. I think Sean's made a great point there.
I think they're pretty balanced. Anyway, what we're looking for... we'll see. Sean, fingers crossed for Sorrento FC against Van Aken's mate. He's out of the host chair today. His mob, South Melbourne, on Wednesday night in the FFA Cup. All the best.
Thanks, guys.
Beautiful, mate. After the break, cheers. Everyone's favourite Eurovision with the pasty Paolo.